Could I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Like poking the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. Ye who had injury, ye who had.
King Derek the fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Talia Tua Valoa. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now. You got to be a trendsetter. 14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Is the drive ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piper, we lost our energy.
Trevor's already predicting Cardinals wins for next season. I love it.
I did hear that. Thank you, Trevor, for throwing that out there. And don't think that we didn't catch on to that. Hey, we're going to talk some NFL at the bottom of the hour. The Chicago Bears win a game in impressive style, I think, beating a Raiders squad out in Vegas. So a good win for the Bears. On the heels now, or dead straight ahead, I guess, of facing the Green Bay Packers. Is that at Soldier?
It's at Soldier.
Okay.
We're only 4-point dogs.
Well, what percentage would you give your gut feel that the Bears can beat the Packers?
Oh, my fandoms.
Here we go.
Coming up a little bit too high.
Okay.
33%.
Okay, that's fair. So you got a little bit in you like, you know what? I don't know why we couldn't win.
We had a chance. Jair Alexander will still be out.
Oh.
Bakhtiari's been out for them.
They barely
Mason
beat
Crosby
the Bengals.
Can't kick field goals.
No doubt.
Our defense looks good.
It does. That's why I picked him up in fantasy. That's exactly why. All right, so we will talk some Bears bottom of the hour, talk a little bit about the NFL. I want to focus in on Saturday, but not on the football game. We just did that for an hour. That was good enough.
I don't know how we got through an hour.
I don't either.
I was thinking pre-show, like, this is going to be tough.
I don't either. And by the way,
props to Jay.
Brett Bielema did not meet today with the media because it's a bye week, so we're not going to be getting parts of that that we normally allow you to listen to, obviously, or let you listen to during the week. So nothing there in terms of a press conference with Brett Bielema and the media. But what happened Saturday before the game was an open basketball practice, open to the public, for Brad Underwood and this Fighting Illini basketball team, picked third in the Big Ten. And I think I would be a little bit disrespected by that, even though I do feel like Purdue is very good, don't get me wrong, as a team that should be beat and then, could win it. And then the other would
Michigan.
Be Michigan, that's right, which is a team that, whatever, bring it on. Let's face Michigan and see. It almost is like Michigan lost all these guys but didn't lose any respect from all the media. And then Illinois lost Io and lost all respect. Like, oh, yep, Illinois is not that good. It's like, well, they do have a lot back. So in this open practice, pretty good crowd. Fill me in. Take me inside. State Farm Center, 8:30 a.m. Saturday.
Yeah, pretty nice turnout for the crowd. You had the lower section, so the 100 level or whatever was pretty filled, and then even up a little bit farther past that. And your son?
Yeah.
Andrew had front row seats.
He was like first in line, I think.
Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah.
Up close view. Some high-level recruits in attendance, and we'll talk about them a little bit. Three from Kenwood, including J.J. Taylor, the number three player overall in that 2023 class. Deion Thomas made an appearance. Kenny Battle. So that was cool to see. And it was a two-hour practice, 50 to 55 minutes, as Zach Hamer told us on Friday, for scrimmaging, which they broke up into four-minute segments, and they kind of switched teams around after those 4 minutes. But they went live, up and down, running some sets, and it was good action.
Who stole the show? Anybody? Or was it more of a, these two or three guys really stood out?
It was Curbelo's show.
Okay.
It was Curbelo's show.
Okay. I like
you're
it.
You're sitting there and you hear all summer, there's a really good chance he's not coming back this year or after next year.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you're going to have to see him shoot the ball a lot better than he did last year. That's something the NBA is definitely going to want to see. And there's been some narratives here in the past of like, well, they thought they're going to lose Io, and then it was in his best interest to come back another year. Same with Kofi. So you sit, kind of have a wait-and-see approach, but then you watch Curbelo, and you're like, okay, I get it. I get it. Where, and they had a couple of rows behind me. There was a Bulls scout there, and then the previous day, there was a T-Wolves scout.
Wow.
So the NBA's coming by and they're already to see.
Okay.
And it sounds like they're really impressed, and I certainly was with what he showed. And it's not like he came out and drained five triples.
Right.
But no one can stay in front of him.
He just owns it.
Yeah, I mean, the game flows so easy for him, and he's got so many moves off the dribble. Like, his ability to get in the lane and just do all these different things, so many different passes, and Alphonso Plummer is as quick as anybody out there, I think, in terms of the Big Ten. I know that Curbelo's pretty quick, Trent's pretty quick, but Plummer's guarding Curbelo like 30 feet from the basket, does a really good job of staying in front of him for a couple of seconds, and then all of a sudden just Curbelo busts through, makes like a spin move in the lane and finishes. He's dishing it behind his back. He took over. He also showed ability to hit in the mid-range, which was good.
Okay.
He was confident with the jumper. He looks the part of the best point guard in the Big Ten, maybe the best point guard in the country.
Wow.
That was really good to see.
Wow. All right, Kofi, do I even have to ask? Was he just Kofi?
It wasn't a spectacular day for Kofi. Like, he didn't dominate, and maybe that says a little bit about Omar Payne, who he went up against.
I was going to ask you about
all
that.
All day long. Kofi had some opportunities around the rim, like with baby hooks that he didn't finish, that he, you know, mid-season form, you would expect him to be able to put down a little bit better. But he wasn't super dominant, but then again, you're not terribly worried about him.
Correct.
At all.
No, I totally agree. Coleman Hawkins. How did Coleman look?
I liked how hard he played. He was really active. He made some nice plays off the dribble, and that was really kind of his... You could tell that that's been a focus point for him.
Yes.
And you do want to see him because some problems in the past, and even you look at last year's team, some of their limitations were just having a very short list of guys who can make a play off the bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was Io and Curbelo, maybe Trent, and even then sometimes he didn't do that a whole lot.
Because Adam Miller didn't do that much.
Adam Miller was catch and shoot. Demonte was catch and shoot.
Yep.
Grandison catch and shoot. Hawkins can do that and he can facilitate. There are times where he's open that, okay, instead of decking it and try to create something, just shoot that three.
You just hammer it, yeah.
But he's got some nice moves and didn't finish a couple of off once he got inside, but he blocked a couple shots. And that's the thing that you continue to – you see him and he's thin, but he's super long and he moves so well. So you didn't think of him as a shot blocker, but he was good defensively. Really both ends play with really good energy, and I liked what I saw from him.
Alphonso Plummer, I mean, he and Trent Frazier, can they play off each other? I mean, those guys on the court at the same time, two sharpshooters, two lefty sharpshooters from deep. Or do you see that more of Plummer not in when Frazier's in, et cetera? Like one of those.
They both can be in at the same time. It's the question of...
Defensively.
Defensively, because neither is a point.
Right.
I mean, Trent's going to play some point guard. We're going to talk about Austin Hutcherson, who got through in that role as well. And I think that backup point guard is kind of a key storyline for this team. Not that Curbelo's not going to play 30 minutes a game.
Right.
But if he were to get in foul trouble or whatever that might be, that is something you might question because Curbelo probably has to be in with both those guys. But certainly in terms of offensively, what they bring, space in the floor. But it's just kind of defensive matchups where you're facing teams that have big guards.
Right.
And are they going to out-physical Plummer? He's an older guy. Like, this team has a lot of older dudes, and he's got some strength to him, even though he's slight in stature. But still, like, if you're facing a...
Like Michigan State.
A 6'5", three man.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably don't want him guarding that, but this guy can really put it up from three.
Is Frazier... I'm going to get to Austin Hutcherson, I promise everyone. Is Frazier still your best defender? And probably would be the answer there would probably be yes, but how good is Andre Curbelo when it comes to defense? Has he I don't think he was bad last year, but has he gotten better, you think? Will he be better? Will it be a complete Andre Curbelo kind of game?
That's a good question. I'd still have to wait and see more in terms of that side. He wasn't bad defensively last year. I still think he's really crafty. Like, he does understand where to be and how to, like...
Exactly.
I forget which game it was, but they were winning a blowout game, and he's, like, hiding by the bench and comes and swipes it from behind.
I remember that.
Like, he knows how to do those type of things, and not that... You know, being around Trent Frazier every day, that he's not continuing to, as you become a veteran in this league, you learn even more of the tricks of the trade. He can move his feet. It's just whether or not he's going to get bumped off his spots.
Right.
Now, upper body-wise, he's definitely noticeably gotten stronger.
Okay.
I'm not super worried about him, but that is still something he's got to continue to show.
He's got something that all of us would love as an athlete, and that's quickness.
Right.
I mean, he's fast, he's quick with the ball, even without. And like you said, he's one of those guys that will duck in and get a steal, maybe be even out of position. Like, in other words, Brad Underwood may be like, oh, that's not where I want you, but the end result is you got the steal, so that's fine. I'm going to let it go. But he seems like that kind of guy. He just knows the game. So he might be one. I don't know. I mean, I want to see it another year. But he may be one of these guys that when he leaves Illinois, you look back and say, he knew the game of basketball as well as anybody I've ever seen put on an Illinois uniform.
Yeah.
He just understands he understands where Kofi's supposed to be. He understands where Trent should be. And that's on the offensive side. And then defensively, you're right. It just seems like he understands if he should be pushing this guy to the left or the right and kind of, you know, how systematically he needs to set up. I just think that guy's basketball IQ is beyond measure. And I think that's part of the reason NBA scouts like what they see out of him. It's not just his craftiness. It's not just his ability to basically just have the ball on a string and do whatever he wants. I think they understand a little bit that he's a little bit ahead of a lot of people when it comes to just knowing the game.
Definitely. And he has crazy anticipation.
Yes.
I can see certain angles in terms of a pass that's going to be there. And then as a defender, he understands how this play might develop or what – his man might catch it in a certain situation, turn one way, and he's going to be waiting for him. I think last year it wasn't so much like he doesn't have the defensive ability. Some of his mistakes were just being too aggressive. Like he's a little bit of a gambler.
I was going to say, I'm going to say the name. I hate the word ornery. I don't like saying it like that. He's a little ornery.
Oh, he is.
Like,
yes,
he's going to do his thing.
Sure.
And once in a while, you're going to be sitting there going, come on.
Yeah, and you see it with his passes sometimes,
yes, you
too.
Do.
Like,
yes,
what
do.
Some he's going to do, like, almost to like a Brett Favre being so stubborn because he's that talented to try to throw it through a needle.
Exactly.
Like, throw the needle or whatever, not throw it through a needle.
I like what you're saying, though. All right, how about Austin Hutcherson? I mean, this is a kid that we've heard about, we've talked about. He's like the mystery man that we've never seen. So we finally poured sand on him, and here he is. He's no longer invisible. Like, oh, he's a person. How did he look? I heard he struggled a little bit.
He did struggle a little bit, okay. Which isn't all that surprising, especially you put fans in the stands and make it be as close to a game environment as they can have at this point. Now, they're going to have an exhibition game here in, what, 10 days whatever it's going to be coming up pretty soon. But they had him play some point guard. Because they're trying to figure out backup point guard options. Trent's going to be one of those. Mm-hmm. Hutch. And that part in particular, he wasn't great at. And it was just kind of, it wasn't smooth for him. He got his pocket picked a couple of times.
Okay.
He didn't get going from three until the very end of practice. He knocked down one or two. It wasn't awful by any means, but, and look, it. It's still just one practice on one day.
Exactly.
But I get it, though. We've heard
not everybody's going to have their best practice that day.
That day, exactly.
Like, he may have, the next day, had an unbelievable practice, and Trent was off. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It just happened to be that everybody was watching that one.
Right, and when you hear people that are in the building say, for the majority of the summer practices, he was one of the three or four best players on the court. Like, I'm not saying they were... I wouldn't watch one practice and say, you guys are lying.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's fair.
So it remains to be seen with him. You still got to kind of wait and see. That should be more of the approach than saying he's going to be an absolute game changer.
Got it.
But he did almost, I think it was Omar Payne that was underneath the basket he had a crazy rise up and almost like posterizing play of the day dunk. He ended up getting fouled on.
Mm.
So he's like, okay, this guy, athleticism-wise, definitely has it. And I know he's a good shooter. Like, mm-hmm. that's not something that I need to learn about him, but just kind of acclimating and making an impact consistently is something that he's going to have to earn.
Can Omar Payne be as good as Georgie for 10-minute stretches when Kofi's not in? Or for 4-minute stretches, I'm sorry, 10 a game, let's say. Can he be as productive as Georgie?
I think he can. I think that it depends on how you're going to measure productivity. Not that he's not going to be able to score.
That's true.
Because I think that in the pick and roll, it's going to be easy for Curbelo to throw it up to him because he's such a great athlete. And he didn't light the world on fire
right
on Saturday in terms of his scoring. And he's
I'm more
still
worried
not a guy.
The other end, right?
Yeah, defensively, he's going to be a lot better than Georgie.
Okay.
I think that there were times you're watching in the limited practice. Well, we didn't get to see any practice last year, but right. in the past when you'd see Georgie and Kofi battles, like it was hard for Georgie to battle him because of the size difference, or even just like when Kofi was out and Georgie had to guard Garza.
Exactly.
Or just other bigs like Dickinson. That wasn't an ideal scenario where mm-hmm. Omar has the length. Like his arms are so long. Like 7'6" wingspan is legit.
My goodness.
He does still need to maybe add some strength still, but he is a legit athlete, looks the part. I think defensively you'll love the upgrade over Georgie, but he's not, contrary to when Georgie was right, you could throw the ball into the post.
No doubt.
And let him make a move. Omar's not really comfortable in that.
Okay.
And I didn't see him shoot a jump shot, so we've heard Omar's hitting it from 15 to 17 feet. I didn't see him even take one.
Okay.
So that's still something I'm skeptical on. And then I think it's more pick and roll,
right.
putbacks versus let's throw it on the block and let him make a move.
And just battling Kofi every day.
It's going to help him.
I mean,
a lot.
Let's say you turn around and go against Wisconsin's big man. Not that they're bad by any means, but you're not going to sit there and be overwhelmed. I mean, I don't care. You go against Trevion Williams. Wait, how do you say his name?
Trevion Williams.
Trevion Williams at Purdue, and you're going to be, it's not like you're going to be overwhelmed because you've been facing Kofi every stinking day, which I don't know that I'd want to bring my lunch pail every day to work going, oh, I got to check Kofi again today.
Yeah, it at least
it's like,
takes,
hey, you guys are lucky. You get to.
Right. Number one, prior to getting here, he's played 2 years at the high major
That's
level.
That's a great
so he's
point.
He's played in the SEC, which is good.
Yep.
Then to play Kofi, who's arguably the best, if not him and Drew Timmy, one of the two best big men in college basketball. And in terms of just dominant physical in a league that is really physical.
Right.
And you think about, again, Dickinson, Trevion Williams, Zach Edey, all down that list. The welcome to the Big Ten moment is going to be over by the time the Big Ten play starts.
That's a great point.
Having faced Kofi all those times.
Yep.
And then, I can't help but think of this scenario, like Mav Morgan and Michael Finke battling each other in practice.
Mm.
You're not getting the preparation for Caleb Wesson or whoever was waiting for you in the Big Ten because you didn't have those guys on your roster at the jump.
Correct. And you've got Kofi for him to go against. So, all right, how about the freshman? Am I missing anybody else before we get to the freshman?
Grandison was solid. Nothing really notable. Jumped
Isn't that
out
amazing
about him.
How you just forget guys? Because it's not that I mean to. There's just so many. I mean, I think you wrote a great article on Alfonso Plummer where Brad Underwood's like, hey, guys, he's good, and you guys keep forgetting about him. And I don't think he means just media. He means everybody. And I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm Plummer. I mean, there's just so many guys.
It's a lot of depth.
It's a great problem.
A lot of guys to talk about. I mean, when you have the star power this team has at the top in Kofi and Curbelo. But, yeah, you do hear, like, there's going to be a handful of games where Plummer just changes it in, like, a two-minute wave of threes.
I love it.
And he's going to have to show that. But, again, another guy that's played high major basketball and certainly can light it up. Demonte, I like the way he drove the ball. Like he made two or three drives to the rim and finishes, which have not been in his arsenal at all. Either he's gone to the basket, not been able to finish, or he's even tentative to do that. So as someone who was top of the college basketball in catch and shoot, if he can be someone that can occasionally go to the rim a little bit and obviously defend and do the other things that he's already done, that would be a nice addition as a player for him.
Lindy asked a great question on the U of I Line and Lake text line. Who would you hate guarding more, Kofi in the paint, Curbelo in the open court? Curbelo would make me
It would hurt more to guard Kofi.
Right? He's just going to kind of shimmy me off about 15 rows. Curbelo's going to do something to where I break either ankles or
my
ACL, MCL, or just like, yeah, there goes Lon's Achilles.
It would be a funny argument. Who's going to make you look worse? Like more, Curbelo's going to make you look silly.
I mean, I'm going to just try to force him left, even though I know he can dribble left-handed better than most people can dribble right. Kofi, I mean...
But Kofi's going to throw you around like a rag doll.
I'd have my forearm and all of my 240 now leaning into him and his lower back, but I'd probably be touching his like lower butt, to be honest with you. He's so tall. I don't know that I've ever tried to guard. I know I have never tried to guard a seven-footer. But, I mean, he would just literally, like, I'd be scared to death of getting an accidental elbow. I'd be like the official.
I was going to say, Lewis Garrison, right?
Lewis Garrison's
I know
like,
what his
hey,
would be.
So it's my wife and I's anniversary, that game that I'm supposed to officiate for the Illinois game, but can you put me on a different game that week? I mean, poor guy. All right, let's get to the freshman. Luke Goody, you said, was pretty good.
He definitely was. Okay. If there were five players you're naming, like top five performers of the day, Luke Goody was one
nice.
Of those,
That's
which is really
guy.
Good to see. Not expecting him to play a whole lot of minutes still.
Right.
If we're talking one of these freshmen earning a role and playing some early minutes, he's definitely the favorite right now. Came out, shot the ball really well. Nice quick release. And someone that when you play on this team and you got Curbelo driving and you got Kofi in the middle, there's a lot of times those corner threes are pretty wide open, and he was burying him at a pretty good clip. Hit some mid-range as well. Defensively, we'll see.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna get tested there. Not
correct.
Not the best athletically still, but...
He can guard Sijanović.
Yeah.
Is that
Stefanović?
Stefanović,
he's
yeah.
Stefanović is pretty quick.
He is quick.
But Goody does have the length, and
yeah.
We'll see there. But it was good to see him. It could have been easy for a freshman to be nervous or just not look the part. And he looked like he belonged. He outplayed some veterans.
That's cool. I like to hear that. Podziemski?
Pretty quiet
okay.
day for him. Like, there were drills and stuff where you can definitely see the guy's a talented shooter. Like, when you put up 35 a game, we talk about the competition because it needs to be talked about.
You still got to make it.
What he played against in Wisconsin. Like, the competition was not very good, but this dude can really score
right.
it. He's a very good shooter. It's just taking it from that level now to facing guys that are on the top in the
true.
Big Ten. And it was a quiet afternoon, nothing like
okay.
alarming by any means, but
kind of the same for Melendez.
For the most part, like you saw that his athleticism is there. Like
okay.
the athletic traits, he's long, he's a pretty good athlete. And it was almost like he had a couple of Tev plays.
Oh.
I got to the rim, just didn't finish. Like,
got
you're
it.
Like, okay, it's there. He just needs to get stronger and have the like body maturity to come through there. That can come together for him. But he's pretty raw right now, but his upside is certainly there to see.
What would your biggest worry early on here? We're going to break down Illinois harder as we get closer to the season. What would your biggest concern, you think, be for this team? I mean, it can be anything from Io being there at the end and who's going to be that guy now, although we pretty much know it's Curbelo, right? Or defensively, maybe if you have those smaller guards on the court, do you worry about, I mean, I think about like a Maryland team or Michigan State last year when they got on that roll with those guys that are in that, 6'2 to 6'5, 6'2. Nobody's 6'2 anymore. Well, I mean, they are, but, that 6'4 to 6'7, and they're still point guard kind of role,
right.
Where they're hitting those little mid-range jumpers like Michigan State just absolutely abused you on last year, the one game. Is there a big worry on your part on anything? Or whatever you would worry about would be somewhat minor.
I don't think there's a glaring weakness.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yes,
obviously.
It is.
Now, Brad is continuing to hammer home that they're not where they need to be defensively
okay.
right now.
That, Sounds like Brad.
And I'm sure that this was a good defensive team last year. And while lost, like Io, when he was, especially when he was dialed in, could be a pretty good defender. Adam defended his butt off last year.
Did.
Say what you want about
Adam
Miller. He defended his butt off last year. So there's some things in terms of...
And he was strong.
He was strong. Both of those are bigger guards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to play a smaller lineup, to your point, that would be one thing you're still wondering about. But you could play DeMonte at the three or Grandison at the three, a bigger guy at the four, whether that be Hawkins, maybe even Payne.
That's a great point. You almost shift DeMonte now where you needed him at the four. Now you need him at the three. And I trust DeMonte at the three more than I do the four, and that's not fair to him. I mean, he was guarding guys the four that he's like, I didn't come to Illinois to guard 6'9" guys or 6'8"
right.
really strong dudes. So that's a great point. I interrupted you. I apologize. But you bring that up. It's like last year, there were times where you couldn't trust Georgie, maybe, in that roles, or you had Georgie in for Kofi guarding the five, and you needed DeMonte on the four. And now you almost shift DeMonte to more of a natural spot.
Yes.
And he's strong.
Very strong.
He's very,
very
strong.
Very strong. So, yeah, I think that is one thing you question maybe a little bit. It's a better shooting team for sure.
Yeah, amen.
So you're not really concerned about that. And, yeah, it will be, I think, still late in games. For as good as this team is, and I'm not saying that they're going to be, they shouldn't be in close games with Northwestern.
Right.
And even an improved Nebraska team. But late game, for as much as you trust the ball in Curbelo's hands, if they try to force it out of his hands,
mm-hmm.
or if they want to try to make him shoot a jump shot, you still got to be able to perform in those clutch moments when Io's not there. So that is one thing that we're not going to see for a little while here coming up. But the fact that we can't pinpoint one huge weakness is pretty encouraging.
That's awesome. And then offensively, on the positive side, I mean, I think you're going to rebound well. I know one of the concerns I had was Io was a good rebounder. And I don't think we ever gave him enough credit, or maybe we did, in terms of getting you 7 or 8 rebounds a game. I mean, what he did that a few times, had triple doubles. And so, I mean, Io is a good rebounder. You know, if you're replacing him, let's say, with Andre even Andre was a pretty good rebounder. He'd get you 4. But that's one area that I'm a little concerned.
Is Plummer going to rebound?
Right.
Is Trent going to rebound?
That's one area that I worry about a little bit.
If Hawkins is playing significant minutes at the four, is he going to rebound well enough?
I think he can rebound, obviously.
Yeah.
And Kofi, he'll get his 12
right.
or more and go from there. But I don't know. I mean, do you believe right now, before we catch a break, do you believe this team right now is, well, I mean, not right now, at this point, last year, is this team better right now than that team was last year?
Oh, man. That's the question that everyone
wants to know.
If you talk Illinois basketball with anybody, that is the question that comes up. Or just people have different opinions on that.
Right.
I would pump the brakes a little bit.
That's fair.
That's not me watching one practice and saying that. I think just in general.
Yep.
Do I believe this team's deeper than last year? Yes.
Well, you lost an All-American.
Yeah. That's kind of the bottom line. Yeah, I could go and explain like different ways of thinking on that. I just think I've heard so many people say with full confidence, this team is better than last year.
Mm.
Last year's team was pretty darn good.
It was pretty.
Will this year's team go farther than last year's team? I definitely think they will.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. I do. I think Jeremy wrote a piece. Was it Jeff Goodman or Mike DeCourcy? And one of them voted Curbelo All-American and not Kofi. And I think his statement was, I only not voted Kofi because I didn't want to put two guys off the same team. That's interesting.
Not putting Kofi as an All-American? Wow.
Andre, man, I tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch. That kid is just, he's so electric. And then, oh, by the way, you've got maybe the best center in the country. That's pretty good.
It's crazy good. If you're role players, if Hawkins is really that much better than last year, if Hutch can help you even just some as a piece off the bench.
And Grandison, just keep doing your thing.
Grandison does his thing. DeMonte does his thing. Trent on down the line. If Plummer shoots better, I think Plummer will shoot better than Adam Miller.
Yeah.
I think you will say, like, whatever Adam does at LSU, like you measure it versus last year. And if his defense isn't that big of a difference, maybe it will be versus Adam. But I think as a shooter, you'll like Plummer more than you did Adam Miller.
That's fair.
And I think that Payne just defensively better than Georgie.
Okay.
So if some of that comes together, there's no doubt that Curbelo's going to be better.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny, we were talking to Zach on Friday, like, can Kofi be better?
It's hard. I mean,
even if
he get much better than 18
if you're not
and
more,
10.
Yeah, even if you're not more productive than last year.
If he just does what he did last year, if you just beat Kofi and let everybody else do their thing, like Curbelo's going to be better. I think I'm with you. I think you're a better shooting team. And I think in college basketball, you win because you can shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, well, 2 years ago, it was all about the – I mean, we were so offensively from the outside, it was just like we – I don't know. I'm probably thinking wrong. It was when – before Kofi, when you couldn't get the easy bucket and you relied everything on the outside. I'm like, that's hard. That's hard to do when you can't just get a Kofi dunk – four times a game. Those are called easy points, stress-free points. Coaches rely on those. Coaches count on those. They want 8 to 10 points a game of a guy just dunking the ball.
He had 79 dunks last year.
My goodness.
So Brad said at media day.
My goodness. I just think this year now, I mean, what are you going to stop? What are you going to stop? Are you going to stop Kofi? Are you going to try to limit Kofi down low because now Curbelo's going to find a shooter? Or are you going to try to limit the shooting because now Kofi can do his thing? And he got better and better with his footwork and getting to the rim. I just think it's going to be a fun.
Oh, it's going to be.
Like, who am I really
a ton
really
of fun,
like?
Right, yeah. Not really? A hot take.
Whoa, Lon's saying that this is going to be a good Illinois basketball team. What a go, Lon. What a show up on October 11th.
You could potentially have more answers than you did last year. More depth.
Yeah.
Better three-point shooting does prevent a bigger problem than, like, let's just guard the lane versus
I agree.
Let's hug the three.
Yeah.
So I get why some people are coming to that conclusion. I just think that this team has to earn that.
Yes.
Before we just hand them, they're better than a team that literally down the stretch went through a gauntlet and won 15 out of 16 and then didn't show up against Loyola, but were picked. Seth Davis, Jay Billis, all of them had him in the Final Four, like penciled
incredible.
Into the Final Four. So just wait a second before
that's
we
fair.
Say for sure they're better than last
that's
year.
That's fair. That's fair. 6-3-0 on the U of I line, I think, link text line. Io was the closer at Cleveland yesterday. He did. Io
was
getting
yeah.
some buckets late in that game. That was great to see. The NBA even tweeted out about Io, which is really cool to see. And 217 said, Kofi's obvious place to improve is the free throw line. I agree. I don't know if that happens. I just don't know. Maybe it will. Hey, Saturday, I had a birthday.
You did.
And I'm 51 now. So no longer can you, when I say 50, I'm just letting this play out. That was the last chance you got at Lon being 50. Sorry, guys. I made it to 51. Now that one's ruined. All right. When we come back, there were three recruits on campus, including the number 3 ranked recruit in the entire country in 2023. When I first read your article, I thought it was number 3 in Illinois. Then I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. That dude I met was the number 3 in the country. I want to ask Pipes about their visit. And we got to talk some Bears. But if we don't, we have all week to chat some Bears and also lead you into the Green Bay game. All right, we're back. Send your texts in. U of I Atlanta Link text line 359-2255. It is The Drive. Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
When your car car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Banco Overhead Door boasts over a decade of experience in garage door sales, installation, and service. They pride themselves on fast, friendly, and professional assistance for all customers. You can trust the licensed and professional team at Banco. And Banco is the only company in a 100-mile radius with a garage door showroom. Go visit their location and shop door options that meet your needs at 214 South Lake of the Woods Road in Mahomet, or you can view options online at bankodoor.com. That's BANKCODOOR.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Joe Cassidy, Urbana Police. Does it surprise you that it's going along and then it goes 0 to 60 in 1 second, something happens, your adrenaline pops in and you've got an issue?
I think at this point, I'm used to that. Okay. When I first started, that was difficult to get used to. There are times when I was driving to a call and breathing techniques and learn how to talk yourself down and calm yourself, getting ready to get on scene to a crazy call.
You find yourself thinking about stuff after your shift?
I've definitely gotten better at compartmentalizing when I get off shift. I'm just a dad and a husband, and I don't keep the cop hat on. But there's definitely some calls where even when you get home, you know, things are running through your head, images and all that.
It's Joe Cassidy, law enforcement official of Levant. So when you got here, I understand that you saw some corn that was brown.
The chief told you about that.
Thought it was dead, but that's okay. I mean,
then my dad, when he came for our wedding, he said the same thing. Okay. Like, "Hey, yo, Joey, the corn's dead over here. We can do by." I'm like, "Dad, it's harvest time."
That's awesome. Thank you for serving and helping us and protecting us.
I appreciate that. Thank you for saying that.
Fall weather doesn't mean you have to end swimming. Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center is open to the public daily. Lap swimming, water aerobics classes, and open swimming to the public. Locker room, showers, changing rooms, all open and offering swimming lessons. For information about schedules, times, and swim lessons, follow the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center on social media, call 217-384-7665, or visit online, urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
When it comes to your family and their safety, security is always the top of the list. Having a trustworthy and reliable security system is one of those things you just can't afford to get wrong. Barcom Security understands the threats you face. Why? Because they're local and family-owned. No corporate phone messages, no long wait times, no miscommunications. Join the many Central Illinois residents who sleep soundly knowing they're protected by Barcom. Visit them today, barcomsecurity.com.
Barcom Security, have a secure day. Salon 105 in Mahomet is the premier upscale hair salon in the area. If you've got someone in your life who's looking for a fresh style, send them over to one of the amazing stylists at Salon 105. But don't take my word for it. Here's owner Kelsey Briggs.
You should send your wife or your girlfriend or just a friend in. Let them know you're thinking about them. Send them in here. We'll make them feel real good. Get your hair done. Try a new look, a new style. Feel fresh. We can do that for you.
Check them out online for details. Salon-105.com.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why Lohman Ray Insurance Group and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Find one of 13 convenient Lohman Ray locations, your local Grinnell Mutual agency, by visiting www.lohmanray.com/locations. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champagne. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champagne, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit SarahChampagne.com, SarahChampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
Hey, it's Lante.
And Derek Piper.
Join us live every Friday before home football games this season at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
We'll be giving away prizes, Illini football tickets, and more.
Come kick back, listen to our show, and grab a Slugger Burger.
It's College Game Day Live with Tay and Piper.
Every Friday before home football games at Pia's.
Han's going to be there?
Of course I'll be there.
Ah, great.
On ESPN Radio, 93.5.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jets Pizza, choose between a small salad, any classic sub, Jets bread with dipping sauce, medium round one-topping pizza, or a small one-topping Detroit-style pizza. Pick any two or more and get each for $6.99. That's right, pick two or more for just $6.99. Sub and small salad, $6.99 each. Small Detroit-style pizza and Jets bread, $6.99 each. Promo code MIX2. And don't forget to ask for contactless delivery. Pick two or more for $6.99 each and contactless delivery. A deal that can't be beat. Jets, better because it has to be.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, let's talk some baseball pipes before we talk recruiting.
Let's do so.
So you've got White Sox rained out today against Houston. White Sox down 2-1 in that series. Man, they just played last night. I'm sure those guys are probably like, we're good taking a rain
day. Like a four-hour game.
I know. So that game, I think, has been pushed to tomorrow.
Yes.
Do you know what time that is? I forgot I was going to bring that up, and instead I had to make a quick call. Like anybody cares. It says
107.
107 tomorrow.
107 Central.
Welcome, White Sox fans, to the disrespect of playing during the day. Although some people might be like, I'm okay with that.
And that stinks because now McCullers is going to go, and he wasn't going to go if the game was played today. He wasn't the listed starter.
They wouldn't hold him for game five? See, I'm holding him for five in case you beat Houston, then you'd have, or I'm sorry, in case you beat the White Sox, then you'd have McCullers to start the series against the Red Sox or Rays. I don't know.
They're throwing Rodon. They want to make sure that series doesn't go back to Houston.
Well, no, that's true. All right, then you've got the Red Sox who had, I haven't even seen it, some weird play that the ball bounces off the wall, off chest, over the fence.
Yep.
So they rule it a dead ball.
Ground rule double.
Ground rule double, and the runner only gets two bases, and he started at first.
Yes.
So he stops at third, other guy stops at second, Rays don't score, Red Sox score next inning and win it in 11. Is that about how it
went? Red Sox hit a walk-off home run in the bottom half of that inning.
Okay.
And it was just so weird, like, as a guy, and you and I together watched a ton of baseball. Yes. I didn't even for sure know the right, it didn't feel right.
I've never seen that happen.
When
the runner is literally rounding third base as the ball kicks into the stands.
Right.
I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
Right. And he didn't do it on purpose, correct?
No.
Okay. But it does make you think, well, if you were smart enough, you could just kind of knock the ball with your glove over the wall. But I assume in that position, they would say,
be like fielder's error on that.
Yeah, like you deliberately did that, although is that in the rule? But it's funny there's even a rule for what happened. Like, I've watched baseball now, here we go, 51 years. I really haven't, honestly. I wasn't watching as a two-year-old.
Don't act like you saying your age isn't going to continue the tradition of people
you're
drinking
right.
That. This is going forward forever.
Drew's already texted. He's like, drink. But I've never seen this. In all my life of watching baseball, it's just, I love the game. Okay, so the Red Sox are up 2-1 in that series. Do they play tonight?
I believe they do, yes.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
And then the Brewers lost today. Jock Peterson hit a 3-run homer for Atlanta. So the Brewers are now down 2-1 in that series. And then who else am I, did we talk about all of them?
And the Dodgers and Giants tonight. Scherzer on the hill in L.A. against Alex Wood.
See, that's the thing. You don't have Scherzer for game one, but now all of a sudden, guess what? You got him for a pivotal. Thank you. Game three against the Giants, and that's in L.A. Is that a late, late start?
8:30.
Yeah, okay. That's late enough for me. Nah, I'll be able to maybe watch some of it. All right, let's get to the recruiting. So, J.J. Taylor and two other of his teammates from Kenwood. Now, where is that at?
It's in Chicago. Okay. I haven't personally been there yet. I've seen these guys play for the Mac Urban Fire, and I will be up there this high school season. All three of them were at Morgan Park.
Oh, okay.
When Nick Urban was the coach, and then Mike Urban got hired at Kenwood. Nick Urban went to Western Illinois, so those three transferred to Kenwood Academy.
Okay. So they were all three on campus. You and I got a chance to visit with them.
We did.
They rolled Jeff Alexander, brought him by the tailgate, not just for specifically you and I to visit, obviously.
Specifically for you.
Yeah, oh, that's what it was. I think he was like, okay, Lon, you go cook your hamburgers, man. You said hi, and I get out of here. But it was fun to see Coach and to see those guys, and it was fun to visit with them. And I didn't realize that J.J. Taylor was the number three player in the country in 23. So this would be
a junior in high school.
Junior in high school this year. I mean, how big would that be? And it sounds like he had a pretty good trip, pretty good visit.
He did, yeah. He had a lot of encouraging things to say about Illinois. And this was his first recruiting visit that he's taken. So the first campus that he's gotten a chance to see. Now, is it going to be tough to land him? It would take me the rest of the show to list the programs that offered him this summer, including the likes of Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, on down the line, Texas. Like, you name it, they want J.J. Taylor. But I think Illinois, if they did a really good job on Saturday in terms of what he saw at practice, the fact that they have some things working in their direction in terms of, like, he's friends with Io. He saw Io go from Chicago to Champaign to the NBA. That certainly helps. Illinois staying at the top in terms of the national conversation is a big deal.
They love Curbelo.
Love Curbelo. Everybody loves Curbelo.
Everybody
does. I talked to all three of those guys. I was like, who'd you like watching today? Curbelo.
Curbelo. Not even close.
So that was certainly good. I think that NIL is going to play a big factor in his decision. When you're that highly rated, you're going to have big money from the G League trying to pull you in. Like, don't even go to college. Come make a mill in the G League or another professional league. Like, we've seen that with some of those other top 10 caliber players. So you got to factor that in. Also, of course, like, Kentucky's going to be convincing and hard to beat.
Oh, yeah.
So it will be difficult, but it was kind of cool to just, I was trying to think back, when has Illinois had that highly rated of a player on their campus? That was the highest rated player to visit during Brad Underwood's tenure. You think back to Cliff Alexander, although I know you wish you didn't think back to Cliff Alexander. That was probably the most recent one, rated that highly. But he is considered the top pro prospect to come out of Chicago since Jabari Parker.
He's pretty much, and I don't mean to say this, he's pretty much the kind of recruit you've never gotten.
Except for that run in the 80s.
Yeah, right. Good call. And
but
D.
You got D? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, after D's, pretty much the recruit you haven't been able to land.
You've never gotten
Derrick Rose,
Jabari.
Yeah, go down the
Khalil
list.
Khalil Okafor.
Yep, just go down the list. And I'm talking Illinois guys that don't come to Illinois.
Yes.
kids from Illinois that don't come to Illinois. What he has now that the others didn't have is that he has met me.
Yeah, correct.
So,
like Jalen Brunson didn't meet you.
No. So I'm literally going to hang on to that through this recruitment. And if he decides to come to Illinois, then if I'm Jeff Alexander and Brad Underwood, I'm first thing I'm doing, they're meeting Lon.
And he actually went out of his way to introduce himself to Andrew. So he now did. I'm putting this a little bit of the onus on Andrew as well to keep this recruitment up and
do you know
to play a factor.
It hit me for the first time. This kid's going to be a junior.
Yeah.
Number three player in the country. And I'm like, Andrew could be playing against him this year. Oh, I mean, he wouldn't be. Andrew wouldn't be at that level, obviously, or starting varsity. But I started laughing to myself. I'm like there is a realistic chance now that all of a sudden Andrew could be guarding him. I'm like, well, see what you got, Andrew. And Andrew still looks like he's four to me. He doesn't. But, you know, to me, it's like, that's still my baby. And then you look at this other kid. All right, so J.J.
And
Taylor.
J.J.'s 6'8".
Yeah,
so
I was going to say.
He's got that going for him.
6'8". Slim, but just athletic as can be.
He has the style of a Kevin Durant.
Mm,
that's his style.
Does he remind you, he's better than Ivy at Purdue? He's kind of got that build.
Yeah, I think he shoots it better.
Okay.
And he's not quite as strong as Jaden Ivey yet, but yeah, in terms of just rangy athlete.
Yeah. Who are the other two kids then as well? They're not chop liver.
All three are high major guys. All three juniors. So we'll be making noise in the state here for this year and next year. Day-Day Ames is the point guard, a lefty that can really shoot it.
He was funny.
He was a funny guy.
He was funny, man.
And then Davius Lowry, 6'7", 6'6", 6'7", athletic forward, has an offer from LSU and a couple other places. So
unbelievable.
Three guys that the staff would love to have any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or as JJ said, they'd kind of like, they play together on Kenwood, they play together on Macaron Fire, and they're interested in playing together in college. So,
well, come on down. So they would be 2 years away.
2 years away. Okay. Same class as Jeremy Fears. Oh. Same class as Kylan Boswell.
Oh.
In terms of in-state, players from this state, this is an extremely talented class in 23.
And Fears plays now at
La Lumiere
and
Boswell's out at Arizona Compass.
Man.
Fears is a top 30 guard and Boswell's a five-star point guard.
Can you just get those five? We'll do our own 5-5. Let's see. You'd have two point guards.
Take
though.
That, Juwan Howard.
Boom. Boom. I love that. I love this idea. All right. Good roundup on basketball this hour. Talked all about football with Jay Lamon. Hour one. You can always podcast that. StevieJ.com. J-A-Y is how you spell that. And then a lot of basketball this hour. I love it.
We didn't talk NFL tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't talk much Bears. We'll bring it to the table.
The Bills?
And the Bill. Oh, my. We're going to try to get Aaron Lemming on maybe this week. Talk some Bears, too. So get us ready for the Packers. This Sunday, baby.
I will not get excited.
Oh, yeah. Wade said, Lon, per ESPN, Simmons likely to return to the Sixers. I was listening to that on the way in. They're just trying to make amends. He now wants to be paid. I don't know how that's going to work. Those Philly fans were bad on him, which I was too. And he deserved it. And now they can't get rid of him. How's that going to
happen? Maybe he's worked on his layups.